children between the ages of 6 months and 24 years, households of families that have a child under 6 months of age, because they cannot receive the vaccine, you would protect them by protecting the family members, expectant mothers, and adults 25 to 64 years of age that have underlying health problems, and health care workers. So those are the priority groups. And so we will concentrate on getting out the first nasal spray out to hospitals and pediatricians because of their population.
And it would be up to those hospitals and pediatricians to see that those targeted groups are the ones actually receiving the vaccine.
Right. And when we start up the public clinics, no one will be turned away. Anyone that wants the vaccine will receive it, but we're going to have to start out giving it at facilities that concentrate on those areas that I just described. We have already contacted the schools. When we have sufficient quantities, we will set up a voluntary immunization program in the schools where a permission slip will be sent home. The parents will have to sign it and return it for the child to be eligible for the vaccine. Probably the school clinics will not start till about the first week in November.
And these public clinics through the schools, I know you're talking about children, but they'd be open to anyone?
Certainly, and we would want to, again, concentrate on those targeted groups, but no one will be turned away.
So at this point, are the vaccines voluntary?
Yes, everything is voluntary. There will be no mandatory.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, you're not in one of those groups, your doctor's not offering it or doesn't have the vaccine right now, is your only option to wait for those public clinics?
Right, that is correct. Or they could present at hospitals that have it. But there will be numerous sites. It will just be a matter of weeks before they start receiving sufficient quantities that everyone that has requested it will be receiving it.
I've heard attitudes around this issue from some that say, I don't want to take a chance on this. I absolutely want the vaccine. I've heard others that have said, well, this is rushed. I'm not quite sure about this. I guess, how would you advise people how to make a decision about whether or not to get the vaccine?
The best medical scientists in the world have been looking at H1N1 for the last 5 months. If we had known that this strain was going to be here back in February and March, when the traditional flu vaccine was being manufactured, we would have added this strain to the traditional flu vaccine strains, and there would just be one immunization being given at this time. The only reason that a separate vaccine was needed is because this did not enter the country until the end of April, so they worked on May and June coming up with the appropriate strain and starting the vaccine. So when people are saying they think it's dangerous to take this vaccine, what's really dangerous is coming down with influenza. The flu vaccine and now the H1N1 vaccine is the safest way to avoid complications from influenza.
You'll be rolling this out over the next several weeks to...
And months. Many of our immunizations will not be until December, so this is going to be a long process, and people just have to understand that we will get it out as quickly as it comes in.
So what concerns you about this rollout of the vaccines?
Well, we will continue to track the vaccine, and our greatest concern is that the influenza would come back late winter, early spring, and what we want is as many people to be protected as possible. Unfortunately, the H1N1 spread much more rapidly than they could manufacture the vaccine for it. I'm just very pleased that we do have an effective vaccine. It has been appropriately tested, and it's the best way to avoid influenza.